For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. One of the biggest tasks facing the Tennessee General Assembly this summer is the election of a new House Speaker. In case you're just catching up, the leader of the House, Glenn Cassada, a Republican from Franklin, was forced out due to a text messaging scandal. This week, Republicans chose their nominee to replace him, coming up in a special session on August 2nd, called by the governor. For more on these developments, we turn to political analyst Otis Sanford. Welcome back.
Good to be here.
Otis, the Republican nominee is a man from Crossville, Tennessee, named Cameron Sexton. Mm-hmm. Why was he their choice?
Well, he wasn't the unanimous choice. I think he was a safe choice, and the Republicans are just really looking to try to find the anti-Cassada person. And I think Sexton probably feels that bill pretty well.
Lieutenant Governor Randy McNally called the vote a new beginning. And now that Cassada has been replaced, we're hearing more about the toxicity around his leadership. He was very controlling.
Very controlling, very manipulative, might even have been a little vindictive in a lot of ways. And there's now allegations coming out about him committing some very improper, if not criminal, behavior by offering incentives to lawmakers for their vote on that controversial school voucher bill earlier this year.
He apparently promised a Democrat that he could get him a promotion in the National Guard.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. All of that is very disturbing. And there's even some allegations that the governor might have even been listening in or participating in some telephone conversations around this. All of it is very disturbing. And it just goes to the very nature of how Glenn Cassada was running the speaker's office during his very short period of time in that office.
We heard from Mark White of East Memphis that Cassada would create kill lists, which were edicts of sorts to committee chairs, which would tell them to either let a bill go forward or to stop it. And apparently Cassada was targeting not just Democrats, but Republicans who didn't support him when he ran for speaker. Mm-hmm. Sexton promised he would not have kill lists, but it was surprising to hear that they would even exist. It seems very undemocratic. Have you heard of such a thing in Tennessee politics before?
I have not. I have a hard time understanding why more people are not calling for his resignation from the full House, not just stepping down from the speakership.
With this new nominee, Cameron Sexton, are they trying to do more than just clean up the image of the House of Representatives?
I think that's exactly what they're looking to do. They're trying to clean up scandal. They wanted someone who could calm the waters, not anger their own members the way Cassada has done. I mean, most of the complaints that I've heard about Cassada come from Republicans and not necessarily Democrats. So I think they were looking for someone who can just be a little bit more calming and not create scandal the way Cassada did.
Otis, switching to education briefly, in your Daily Memphian column this week, you wrote about a new initiative by Joris Ray, the superintendent of Shelby County Schools. Mm-hmm. It's called African American Male Empowerment, and it's focused on mentoring young black males. Mm-hmm. He says he wants to laser focus on fixing epidemic problems in our school systems with young black men. Right. You're a big proponent of this. Mm-hmm. How do you think this will play out in the school system itself, or what should it look like?
The focus here is to put more attention, more resources on trying to help African-American males within the school system improve academically, to try to reduce the rate of suspensions and expulsions, to try to certainly introduce them to more role models within the school system and outside the school system. It's going to take more than just the school system to do this. I visited juvenile court the other day, and the room was full of African-American young men, 15, 16, 17 years old. And I'm glad to see the school system taking the lead on it. If we don't do something about it, it will continue to drag down the community. It hurts our economy. It's an issue of, where is our workforce going to come from? There are just a lot of outside issues that are adversely impacted if we don't deal with this issue within the schools.
Well, Otis, you are a mentor to a lot of people, but when you're talking to these young men in particular, maybe young folks who are falling through the cracks, what do you hear back from them, and what do they want to hear from you?
They need people to listen to them. They don't like to be talked down to. I had one young man the other day who said, you know, I'm not trying to disrespect anybody. I'm not trying to disrespect any profession. But why do we have people coming in here just saying all you need to do is pray? Not that there's anything wrong with prayer. I believe in prayer. But these young men, they want to hear more than that. You have to reach people where they are. And so we just had a conversation around the possibilities in their life and not the fact that you just need to get your life together.
Political analyst Otis Sanford joins us each week to talk about politics. Thanks again.
Thank you, Chris.
This is WKNO News.